I was looking for something different. So I, sure enough, I left home and got into, you know, drugs and drinking and partying and not really caring, but I was living my life. I was so rebellious, you know, but well, where is this leading? Where are you going with all this? You know, and I wanted a change. I wanted a change. And not too long after, I specifically asked God. At that point, I didn't know what was out there. So I just said, God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you are, I'm like, give me some direction. Give me a sign. I don't want to live this life anymore. This is not what I want to do. And I remember, you know, shortly after that, all these weird coincidences would happen. Where
the good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
What are the signs that a person has when you start experiencing your spiritual awakening? Well, some people say that you start seeing a lot of synchronistic numbers. In other words, you start seeing 111, 222, 1010, 1111, 1212, things like that. Well, I started waking up a few years ago, but in 2014 was when it really hit me. That's when I really woke up. And I started seeing these numbers. I started seeing a synchronicity in several numbers. And when I say people start seeing these numbers, well, anybody can see these numbers. I'm not talking about just once in a blue moon seeing these numbers. I'm talking about seeing these synchronistic numbers all the time. It's a dramatic change in your life. You start instead of maybe seeing 333 once a month or once every 6 months or something, you start seeing these numbers pretty much every day. Some type of synchronistic number or some type of other number that means something to you. And then later, when I asked for a sign about something a few months ago, I dreamed about a number. It was 108-108, and I saw it really big and very vivid in my dream. And I never dream about numbers, but I had asked for a sign. But I didn't exactly know what that meant, so I called my friend Jessica, and I asked her. I'm like, I'm seeing this number. What does that mean? And she told me that that was my sign that I had asked for. And so that 108 has become a very special number to me, and I actually am seeing that number. Ever since that happened, I've started seeing 108 a lot. And as a matter of fact, she said, this was one evening we were talking, she said, within the next 3 days, you're going to see that number again, 108. And so a few hours later, after our conversation, I had gone to bed. I hadn't gone to sleep yet. I tend to go to bed late, go to sleep late. But I got a text on my phone. It lit up just a few feet from my bed. And so I raised up and looked at the clock, my digital clock, and it said 107. And I didn't think anything about it because I had kind of forgotten about it. And I laid back down because I just didn't want to get up to see who texted me. Well, it lit up again. I got another text. And so I raised up and looked at the clock again. It said 108. Then it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Then I remembered. And I just sat there and looked at it. And I'm like, 108, 108. I kept saying it over and over. Because it was like, she said I would see a sign, and there it is, that I would see it again. And so that's, you know, and then 108, I see that, like I said, I see that number a lot. And then I noticed the other day that 108, those numbers are actually in my birth date. Now, they're not in the same order, but they're in my birth date. My birth date is 08-16-19. Well, that's enough of those numbers. But anyway, so 08-1-108, that's in my birthday. So things like this just blows my mind. And when you start waking up, things like this starts happening. You start seeing these numbers and all these things start happening. And I'm talking about almost pretty much on a daily basis. It's mind blowing. And now Jessica tells me that I'm going to the next level of my awakening. Now, I'm still seeing numbers. I see them all the time like that, synchronistic numbers. But she says I'm going to the next level of my awakening, and some odd things are happening, which we'll get into later. Now, Jessica, welcome back to the show. I've got her on the show again today, and I've got a very exciting announcement I want to make, that Jessica is going to be a regular on my show. You'll get to hear our discussion on this woo-woo stuff, this spiritual awakening. We're going to be talking about spiritual awakening. We're going to be talking about numerology, astrology, all kinds of things in the woo-woo world. And I'm very thrilled to have her. She's going to be on the first Tuesday of every month. So be sure and write that down, put a mental note so that you can listen, because we're going to be talking about some very exciting things. Now, Jessica, she is, again, Jessica Zavala is her name, and she's an intuitive and a life coach. And she's also the author of Love Is, which is the first of a series of 5 books on love. Now, this book is about to be published, and we'll be announcing that in the coming weeks and months ahead whenever it gets published, so that you'll have a chance to purchase the book and read it, because it's going to be a really good book. And she's got, like I said, 5 books on love. She's got a very unique look and take on what love is, and I think these books are going to really be good. Well, Jessica, we talked last time a little about this spiritual awakening that people are having. And the first time we talked was first Tuesday in December when the show went live. And we just kind of touched on some things. It was just kind of an introductory show. But I want to talk more and talk more in depth about the spiritual awakening and what are some of the signs that people start seeing when they start waking up that kind of lets them know they're waking up. So first, let's talk more about these signs. And is it a major shift in people that they start seeing these signs that alerts them to their waking up? But what really starts happening when people start waking up?
You know, it varies from people, but numbers are huge. Numbers are huge. For me, that was the first thing that sort of jumped out when I was going through my own spiritual awakening.
Is this usually the first thing, the first signs that people start experiencing when they start waking up, is seeing synchronicity in numbers?
Yeah, I believe so, because numbers is universal. It's universal. So, you know, it gravitates towards everybody. But I feel all in all, it's the spirit's way of trying to reach out to you. It's almost like they're snapping their fingers at you, like, pay attention. Hey, did you see that? It's one of those things to kind of, you know, veer your mind to noticing something, but something bigger is happening. It'll really take on its own play. So for me, the number was 3. And I started seeing 3s everywhere. When I started, you know, my spiritual awakening happened when I was, I want to say maybe 17, 18. I was coming out of a very, you know, wild period in my life. And, you know, growing up Jehovah's Witness, I sort of, you know, I was very sheltered. I wasn't able to do many, many things. And so, you know, I had my freedom. I was doing my own thing as a teenager. But I really started veering towards spirituality. And I remember buying books. I was just so, you know, attracted to spiritual books and different authors. And I remember one specific one for me was Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he's amazing. He passed maybe about a year ago, and that was really hard for me because he was basically my guru.
But he was one I listened to and I read also. He's really good.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, he got me thinking about some things.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. No, he can really get you thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of great things to say and many, many books. So I started buying some of his books and listening to his, you know, lectures, and a lot of it just gravitated towards me. And I remember it was a period of my life where I wanted change because I was delving in all kinds of stuff that, you know, isn't necessarily good for you. And I was, you know, hanging out with friends and drinking and, you know, doing whatnot. And it was just getting old. And I knew something else was better for me. It was calling out to me. And, you know, I had to veer away from a lot of the old friends, and which was okay because I remember being with them and thinking, this is not fun anymore. This is not who I am. This is not what I want to do. So for me, though, number 3, it would pop up everywhere. And it was too coincidental. And that word on its own, I don't really believe in coincidences for the most part. But, you know, 3 would pop up. And I was always in deep meditation or I could even be walking somewhere, or, you know, just in deep thought, and I would see three. It was just too much of a coincidence that I was seeing that. And I felt that spirit was, you know, definitely using that as a way of kind of snapping its fingers and saying, hey, wake up, like, notice this. And then I started seeing triangles as well. And then for a while, I didn't realize the triangle. But that also is three sides to a triangle. So,
right.
And then I started associating three with, you know, there's a lot of spiritual threes, you know, in religion, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Us, you know, Jesus, they say he rose on the third day after he was crucified. You know, the Holy, there's a bunch of different threes and, you know, the spirit realm. But yeah, that is one thing that really does stick out. It's the numbers that will come. So yours is 108, you know, and
13 also. Yeah, and 13 yeah. also is a number. My daughter was, I see 13 a lot. And my daughter was born on Friday the 13th, and she graduated in 2013. And, you know, I could go on a little bit on that. But, you know, 13 just seems to show up a lot. And I see 10 a lot. So it's not always just one number, but there are certain numbers that seem to really have more of a meaning to you. And and that kind of a thing. And it seems like it just makes you wake up even more. Now, let's back up just a little bit. Now, we're talking about numbers. We're talking about the spiritual awakening. We're talking about seeing all these synchronicity in these numbers. And really, we talk about a spiritual awakening. It is like you're really waking up and you're looking at the world in a different view. So let's talk a little bit about what exactly, especially for the new listeners, what exactly is the spiritual awakening that these numbers seem to be telling you that you're doing, that you're waking up? What are we waking up from? And what is this spiritual awakening? Let's get into a little more depth on that and what that really is.
Spiritual awakening, it's basically just a new level of consciousness. You know, your conscious mind, how you think, even the energy, the level that you vibrate off of.
You start seeing the world in a different light. It's like you're more connected to the spirit world. It seems.
Oh yeah, I've had many clients. You know, once they start getting into you know, divination and learning a lot of the practices that I preach during readings of self-love and the spiritual, you know, awakening of all that. They do see things in a different way. I've had many clients actually leave relationships, abusive ones, just because they know that it's not. You know, it's not for them anymore. And it's just, you become on a different, it's a whole different level of consciousness for yourself. And you start seeing symbols even. Symbols date back to, you know, the caveman days. I mean, you know, just, you know, the Egyptians, you know, use symbols. It's in many, 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 many different cultures and different time frames of history. But yeah, I feel like the spiritual awakening is people realizing that things are more than what they are. You know, we're not here to just, you know, go to school when we're little, find a job when we're, you know, out of school, and then, you know, raise a family and then, you know, expire. You know, there's more to life. There's more to it.
And it seems to me like that it's also, yeah, you start waking up to and realizing how the world really works. And to me, that in a nutshell is one way to describe the spiritual awakening, because you start, and the more you learn and the more you read and study in this, you do realize that, you know, this is a matrix that we've been put in. It's like a false paradigm. It's like a control matrix that people have been put in. And when you start waking up, you start getting out. It's like your thoughts and your mind starts getting outside of that matrix, and you realize how the world really works and what things are and how it's really about and what it's really about.
Oh, for sure. And how everything is energy, you know,
right.
Even like the law of attraction, you know, that was another thing that came up when I started becoming very, you know, in my own spiritual awakening, I realized that, you know, my thoughts were so strong. They were so strong that I was able to pretty much manifest, you know, a lot of whatever it was that I wanted, you know, for good or for bad. But, you know, in my transition, it was always, you know, for the positive. I was moving forward. And just realizing that, you know, you're moving on to the next level of spirituality, that you're connected to an actual source or whatever you want to call it, source, spirit, energy, God, you know. So all these kinds of things just start rushing to you. I even feel, you know, deja vu, and intuition plays a big part on it too. Because I'm a firm believer in that before we came down here, that we made specifics on what we were going to do and teach and learn. Mm-hmm. And I feel that whenever we have deja vus or these kinds of things happen, it's like little reminders of what we were assigned or to do on this, you know, in this world.
Right.
And we're all, you know, capable of amazing things, whether we believe it or not. You know, there's a lot of people who have insecurities. I mean, everybody does, but we all can, you know, radiate off of a higher plane and allowing spirit to help, you know, or source or whatever you want to call it, to help us to achieve what we want to achieve in life.
Yeah. And it's having that stronger connection to spirit or to God. And that's what I'm seeing a lot in the people that are more spiritually awake. They have more of a spiritual connection to God.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Well, it's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a lineup of great content back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
So how do you know for sure? I mean, and there's going to be people out there that are saying, yeah, but, you know, I'm beginning to see that. But how do you know for sure that that's a sign you're waking up? Or is there anything else that a person should be aware of or that a person could look for that would let them know that they really are, this really is happening, they're waking up?
I guess it just comes all down to faith. Me personally,
you've said sometime now that they could see symbols. Is that sometimes go along with the numbers, or is that come a little later?
I think it varies for different people. Spirit can come out in many different forms and different ways, but for me specifically, it was numbers and symbols at first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even, I remember meditating a lot, you know, in the beginning and thinking about things and getting into such deep thought that a lot of times I would open my eyes and look at the clock, and it was almost as if I heard, look at the time. Mm-hmm. And I would see 3:33, or it was 5:55, or 12:12 on the clock.
Right.
And those coincidences just don't happen. It was just these things were just happening too often that I couldn't dismiss it. And before, yeah,
right.
I thought I was going crazy, actually. I was like, oh my God, I need to get on some pills or something. I'm like, this is just not normal, because it was so different from the Jessica that was before. But I remember specifically asking God for help, because I was, like I said, I wasn't in a good place. I was a teenager. I hadn't lived at home since I was 14. I, you know, grew up Jehovah's Witness, very strict. I didn't get along with my parents. They were very, you know, they weren't understanding. They wouldn't try. They were always yelling, and it was just very chaotic. And, you know, for a family that was brought up in religion, and we went to church 3 times a week,
yeah,
went knocking on doors, you would think the basis of their, you know, preach and teaching was love. But I swear, I felt no love from them. I know it sounds horrible to say, but I felt more, you know, crucified in my family. You know, it wasn't about love and understanding. It was about, you better, you know, get over there, because I'm going to spank you, or you're going to be grounded for, you know, the end of time, or, you know,
yeah,
like radical, crazy behavior. And I never felt like we were a very loving, you know, family, especially for someone who, you know, went to church often, and people associate, you know, good people with people who go to church every Sunday, religion, and yada, 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 yada. But, you know, you really figure it comes from within you. You can go sit in the church for 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, a week, but still come out and forget everything you learned and not practice it. And it just means nothing. So that's how I felt my, you know, family I was brought up in. So I was looking for something different. So I, sure enough, I left home and got into, you know, drugs and drinking and partying and not really caring, but I was living my life. I was so rebellious, you know, but well, where is this leading? Where are you going with all this? You know, and I wanted a change. I wanted a change. And not too long after, I specifically asked God. At that point, I didn't know what was out there. So I just said, God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you are, I'm like, give me some direction. Give me a sign. I don't want to live this life anymore. This is not what I want to do. And I remember, you know, shortly after that, all these weird coincidences would happen where the numbers, and then I started getting a vivid dreams about things happening, and they would happen.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, given the fact that I was psychic still, you know, since I was little, I would see those often already, but I mean, it was intensified. It was like turned up. It was like the gods heard me and they're like, all right, here you go, Jessica, you know.
So things started really happening when you asked for help and asked for signs.
Oh, for sure. And I would write things down too. And sure enough, they would come to pass, you know, like me getting my driver's license, me, you know, finding, you know, a job and becoming more, stable in my life, getting more connected with spirit. And I remember one of the practices that I remember was the book said, it was teaching a lesson in love and how everybody tends to kind of sort of be in their own world, which is normal. But it was testing you to just smile at strangers, show love by smiling at strangers. And I remember thinking, okay, like, I'll try that. So I remember being, you know, very, very much ready for this. So I started smiling at strangers and people would look at me. Sometimes I'd get smiles back. Sometimes I'd get people looking away right away because it was almost as if they didn't know how to accept a smile, you know, and sometimes it was really discouraging. I'm just like, why didn't you smile back at me? That's not nice, you know, but I was on my own journey. I wasn't about to judge them. I was just thinking, okay, well, they don't know what I'm doing. They don't know, you know, the practices I'm going about now. And I don't know. It's just, it opens you up to be a different person, to be self-love, to love others as well, you know, changing your mind frame for the better.
That's happened to me, you know, not the whole story like that, but as far as it's changed me to look at things so much different and to be more loving than I was. I was brought up in a very strict, you know, Christian household too. And with that religion, you know, there's a lot, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but because there are some very loving people in that, but there's a lot of people that's not very loving, and I feel way more loving now than I did back then. And this is, it's such a relief to me. It feels so good to just love people for who they are. And without judging them, without prejudging them or just love them. Just love them for who they are. And, you know, and we can love ourselves for just who we are. And that's very freeing. It's very liberating and freeing.
It is. When you
can do that. And it really puts you in just a much happier place. You know, I'm just happier than I've ever been before, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, this whole spiritual awakening will wake you up to being that way because, you know, we're so full of fear usually. I remember thinking, you know, a lot of fearful thoughts growing up because, you know, religion, and I was going to go, you know, I was going to go to paradise because Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, have the whole concept of paradise and 144,000 are only going to go to heaven and all these, you know, stipulations and rules and regulations and all this stuff. And, you know, it's kind of hard to just enjoy life with, I mean, I'm not saying rules are not supposed to be applied in life, of course, you know, without rules, some sort of order, you know, chaos would run, and it's just not okay. But, you know, I never understood the concept of one religion. it was just so insane to me, because Jehovah's Witnesses teach that they're the only true religion, mm-hmm. and we got to go knock on people's doors and save them, mm-hmm. and because they're not going to make it, and, you know, it didn't matter if they loved God, they were not Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, and it's so, it never
that's
set
similar
well
to,
with them.
Yeah, that's similar to how I was raised, and I really think, you know, all religions don't teach that, but I really believe
that all religions believe it.
I think they believe it, whether they teach it or not. But you know why? You know why they think that is because the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that they're the King James Version Bible, just the average Bible, that it teaches one religion, one church, one faith, and that kind of thing. So that's where that comes from. But that discussion we can have for another show if we want to. But I'm just saying that's really where that is coming from. And so, but I want to ask you about, now you talked about meditation, and speaking of the Bible tells us to meditate. Meditation, mm-hmm. I've learned, is a key to helping you, or at least it helps speed up your awakening. Now, let's talk about that just a little bit. To meditate, what is meditation? A lot of people don't even do that. They're too busy to meditate. But it's good just to sit down and be quiet, and that helps us connect to our higher self, to connect to spirit, to connect to God. And that helps us to experience a spiritual awakening. So elaborate on that just a little bit about how it helped you and what meditation does.
Well, I would read a lot of books about spirituality. And then after reading, I would, you know, put the book down and then I would just sit there. I would just sit there, try and clear my mind and allow myself to feel and think about what I had just read, mm-hmm. and asking spirit to, you know, help guide me through this all. Help me, because I was so hungry for it. You know, I was just so drawn to it. I alienated myself actually from a lot of people because, you know, I found that they were so, you know, I loved them, you know, whether it was friends, family, or whatnot. But, you know, it was just they weren't balanced themselves. You know, they lived off a lot of anger and fear. And that was something I was trying so hard to get away from, you know, right. My own fear. So I would sit down, you know, and really try and clear my mind and try and allow spirit to incorporate my thoughts and to, you know, give me answers. It's very important to sit still and be, you know, okay with just silence. You know, a silent mind is the best way to connect to spirit. Mm-hmm. So doing that every day would be, I mean, you know, starting off, I don't think it's a very, you know, you shouldn't expect yourself to do it every day, you know, once an hour a day. But, you know, the more and more you do it, the easier it is. It's just mm-hmm. sitting quiet, basically, with your thoughts and allowing yourself to relieve yourself of any kind of, you know, negative thought. And even you can use it as a way of bringing in an energy that you want, whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, feeling at ease or peace, a better relationship. It's asking the universe to basically give you what attracts with what you want, your thoughts attracting with what you want, bringing it to you. And I remember shortly after doing that, I was getting to different realms of my own psyche, and I would wake up in the middle of the night at 3:33 or 4:44.
And I
couldn't go back to sleep. And I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer saying, you know, when you wake up like that, try not to go back to sleep. Try and sit and think of what thoughts are going through your head, because at the very quiet times at night is when spirit does like to speak through and to you. And for me, I mean, I had my card, so I would, you know, ask, what would you like me to meditate on today? And I would choose a specific card. And there's like 78 cards in a deck. And I would, you know, I would ask them. And it was funny because the cards I would pull, I remember thinking, this is exactly what I'm going through right now, whether it was, you know, stress with this or that, or, you know, just transitions in my life. Because it was really hard for me to break free from my old life, because there was friends associated with that. And, you know, they were doing things that I didn't want to do anymore. And I felt that it was very abusive to myself to continue doing those things. And, you know, a lot of them didn't, didn't agree or like that I was doing that, but that's okay. It was my own journey. And I mean, now I don't even really talk to any of them. And, you know, I wish them all well, but I was on my own journey and I was ready to break free. And I remember this one time too, I got really good with the cards. And I asked Spirit, this would be amazing to do for work. I would love to, you know, because I would do readings for friends and family, and it would always come to pass. Things that I said, you know, things the cards show, it would always happen. So I remember asking Spirit, you know, allow me to have this for work one day. This would be amazing. I could work for myself. I could help people with their own, you know, spiritual awakenings, and it's okay to, you know, move forward from the life that you led before, whether, you know, it was moving forward from a marriage or a bad job or whatever it may be. And I remember getting offered a job maybe like 3 weeks later reading cards.
So, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing with the whole universe. I feel it wants to, you get to call it, yeah, universe, spirit, God. It wants to help you along that are positive, in positive ways.
Right.
And
right.
It will get you, yeah, it'll get you to the goals that you seek if you really believe them, and things will just start transpiring. You'll meet someone that can get you to where you want to go. And I remember there was a store that I had gone to, and it's a very spiritual store. And I was offered a job, you know, 3 weeks later. It was just so insane to me.
Well, I bet that blew your mind when that happened.
Oh, it did. No, it did, because it was like, oh, okay, well, there you go. You know, it's like, how can I fight with results?
How can you deny it?
No way.
Yeah. Now,
right.
And this led, you really got to this point through the meditation, did you not? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
So the meditation has helped you grow and accomplish things, or it led to that you wanted to accomplish, and it sounded like it led to it pretty quickly. And so, you know, a lot of people think, especially people like me, that's a, you know, type A personality and that kind of thing. I've done some meditation. I've got to do more and get more in the habit of that. And again, we have to realize, you know, you don't have to do an hour every day to start off with. You don't even have to do every day like that much, period. But, you know, you could do 5 minutes, you could do 10 minutes, you know, every other day or every day, you know, just sit and be quiet and learn to do that. But what I was going to say is that the meditation can be pretty interesting experiences, because things can come to you when you're trying to quiet your mind, because spirit can't really talk to you if all these 500,000 different things are going through your mind. It's when your mind is quiet and you're still and you're listening, that spirit can speak to you, that things can come to you, that ideas, and I'm not saying you're going to hear voices, I'm just saying thoughts and ideas can come to you when your mind is quiet and when you're settled and when you're still and when you're just there ready to receive anything that's ready to come to you. And you can have some pretty interesting experiences, you know, interesting thoughts, interesting things can happen, just like what you just said, through meditation. And it can all start with meditation. And meditation is a key tool to helping you to wake up, for those who are interested in pursuing that and expediting their own spiritual awakening. When you're asking for a sign, now you asked for a sign and you asked for things, and it came pretty quick. If people, and when people ask for signs, how long does it take before they start getting signs?
Well,
what's the time lapse?
Well, it depends. I mean, I even think you'll get even signs of let me see, for example, you know, you have a specific goal. And then you start hearing, you can even hear people talking about it in the background. Like, I remember there was times where I was thinking about it, something I wanted. And then, you know, I could be where people are, you know, like at a store or, you know, wherever, a park or whatever. And someone, you know, nearby would be talking about the same thing, or in line at a coffee shop. And that spirit's way of saying, hey, look it, you know, they're talking about what you're talking about. And also another thing was, I remember when I was saying something, I would be talking just in conversation with someone, and then the word that I said would come out of, like, let's say the TV was on, and I said a specific word. I literally, at that moment that I said that word, the TV said the same word.
Wow.
It could be little signs like that, yeah. And that'll catch you off guard because you're like, oh, hey, that was a little weird. Like, you know, the TV or someone else in the same room said the same word at the exact same time I did. It's all these synchronicity little things. And like the coincidence thing. I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer said, there are no coincidences because the root word of that is to coincide, you know, an angled, you know, coming together at a specific point.
And that can't happen by accident. That can't happen by accident.
No, not at all. It's all out there. I mean, the energy that you push out there will return to you for good or for bad.
Right.
And that's one thing with spiritual awakening. You can be almost sure that anything is about to happen. You just have to be alert to it and mostly open to it too, though, because it's a very kind of backwards thinking from most people. I remember reading a lot of stuff, you know, Wayne Dyer specifically, and I thought, that's so weird. Like, that's not how I think. But I had to rewire myself. I really did. I had to rewire my thought process, and soon enough, it would just start clicking, and things would start happening for me that were positive. I would get, you know, the job I wanted or the opportunity that came. It was by magic. It was beautiful. And I couldn't, you know, say that, oh, it was just a coincidence this is all happening, because nothing like that was happening prior to me, you know, wanting to be open to all that. It's spirit's way of, you know, giving you confirmation.
Right.
And signs too. Ask for signs, but don't expect them like an hour later. Sometimes they come right away. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like mine did. Mine was just a few hours. You know, but you know, it may be a few days or a week or two or longer, or it may be quicker.
Right.
So, yeah. And so those are some signs. So is that like the next level of sign? Are there different levels of signs? Like when you start saying something, like you said, and then you heard it on TV, or is that more of a next level of signs that as you progress in your spiritual awakening, the signs change, don't they?
Yeah, you start like graduating to the next sign. And it's funny because spirit knows what level you're at, right? Let's say when you're going through these, you know, emotions and going through these different levels. And if spirit feels like you've sat on a lesson too long, they will help you along by not always, you know, making you smile. Things that annoy you, or, you know, it's kind of like a little, I don't want to say, how do you say it?
So in other words, if we're not progressing, if we get a little lazy and we're not progressing like we need to, then spirit will come in and kind of like shake us up a little bit. And that's not always very fun when he does that, right?
It's not always fun. No, not at all. No. Yeah. And it's just moving on to different cycles. And, you know, you just really never can tell when it's going to happen. You know, even just right now, a little while ago, I was writing notes actually for this podcast. And it was funny because I'm writing and two specific times, I think I was writing like a number. And then my daughter's watching, you know, her little YouTube videos and stuff. And the girl on the YouTube said number as I'm writing out number.
Wow.
She said number.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I kind of giggled a little and I thought, okay, spirit, that's awesome. Thanks. And those are little God winks. I feel like little, you know, like nudges, like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. Keep going.
Yeah.
And then I think I wrote down something like alignment, and that word was used too, you know, so it's just, it literally off, you know, her video she was watching, and they're talking about, you know, games they're playing on YouTube, but the word came out and was said right while I'm writing the word down.
Wow, that is
like
amazing.
That. Yeah.
And you're still seeing numbers too. So you're seeing numbers, you're hearing, you're saying words, and then they're saying it on TV right after you do. You're writing words down, and they say it right on, you know, on TV or on a radio right after you write it down. So you're getting all kinds of confirmation that you're in line with spirit. And you're a very sensitive.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you're a very sensitive person. And I have a question. You know, I talk about indigo children a lot, and I talk about sensitive kids and sensitive people. There are sensitive adults, and you're one of them. And they're all ages. They're sensitive people of all ages. But do sensitive people, the more intuitive people, do they tend to wake up before others? Or is it easier for them to wake up because they're so more, seem to be more in tune with spirit than the average person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think these people are supposed to teach others. Like right now, I would have never imagined my life being what it is now. I mean, I live in a beautiful city. I have, you know, beautiful things in my house. I'm established. I'm a single mother. I'm doing it on my own. And I work for myself. I mean, if I would have told myself this was going to happen, although I did hear spirit saying that one day that would happen. But, you know, if someone would have told me that maybe 5-6 years, you know, before all this, I would have said, no, that's hilarious. No, I'm a single mom living with my mother right now because, you know, I just, you know, detached myself from my daughter's father and I could see nothing but what was there already, you know. But
yeah.
No, spirit kept pushing me along and giving me the first thing was the job, you know, to teach others about their own life. And the thing I loved about the cards too was I wasn't just saying, okay, here, sit down. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There's healing in that because people, you know, are dealing with all kinds of crazy stuff in their life. And not only was I able to tell them what was going to happen, but also other options they had too, because it wasn't set in stone,
right,
that, you know, they have a choice as well. And then also I can ease their mind. That was the most beautiful thing for me, that someone could feel so balanced and happy again after having a reading. It was insane. I mean, there's no other job that I would love to do. This is it. Like if I could make people feel better and, you know, happier in their life, that's it. That's it for me. I love that.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
That's an amazing thing to do. That's an amazing
mm-hmm.
thing to do. So the sensitive people, these sensitive people, the ones that are more intuitive, they can feel other people's energies. And I know my daughter's one of those. But like I said, older people have that too. I mean, all ages people be sensitive. So they're more of the leaders. They're more of the people that they have special gifts and they're here to, it's almost like they're the forerunners or they're the people that are here to help wake up other people is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
And however capacity they're, you know, wherever their talent lies, it's what they should be using that will help wake people up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a very important thing because, you know, we all came here to do something. You know, we all have a job to do, so to speak. And so that's a really mm-hmm. important thing. Now, I want to ask too about these numbers in synchronicity. And I want to touch just a little bit on numerology. We won't really get into it on this one. We'll get into that in another show. But do these numbers mean anything in synchronicity? Do they mean anything?
Yeah, well, numbers are associated with meaning. I know 3 is a very, very spiritual number.
Okay, well, give us an example of one or two of them. Say 3, 3, 3, 3. What number in 1, 1, 1? Those are pretty sacred numbers, mm-hmm. my understanding. But now they also have a good meaning and a negative meaning, a positive and a negative meaning. Touch on that just briefly.
Okay, yeah. Well, for 3 was my number, so I love that one, you know, and it really, you know, just spoke to me. 3 is about connecting to spirit. It's all about spirit. You know, speaking to spirit, healing, you know, magic even. You know, you call magic intuition or, you know, things happening at a specific time. You know, it can mean creativity as well. Anything under the sun of spirituality, 3 contains. It's just, you know, it's very versatile too, but for the most part, it's about spirituality and connecting with God, spirit, life, people around you as well. You're very sensitive and in tune with people, you know, intuition. But yeah, the negative aspects, I suppose, are, you know, being overwhelmed also by that. Because speaking and connecting with spirit can be overwhelming sometimes because we kind of, it's not a very conventional way of thinking because most people, you know, in our society right now, a lot of us are not spiritual.
Right,
and
that's true.
Yeah, it's understandable. There's so much going on in the world. There's so much distraction. And
yeah, and you talked about how that when you started learning this stuff and started waking up, it's like your brain had to be, your mind had to be rewired. Well, that's a good way to put it because I feel like mine has been rewired. Because it seems like the average person, when we came here, it's almost like we're programmed a certain way. And in order to wake up, you have to reprogram and rewire your mind and your thinking in order to wake up.
You do. You cannot hold on. And that's another thing about that. You have to learn to let go and allow.
Right.
You know, when spirit wants to help you and work through you, you cannot try and take hold of the wheel, so to speak.
You just have to let go and trust. You have to let go and trust.
You really do, in order for it to do its thing. You know, because you're edging God out. I remember ego. It's ego. You know, ego wants to say, me, me, I know what's best. I'm going to do this. Ego is all about the control. We all have it. Some,
right.
You know, people's ego is stronger than others. But, you know, ego is edging God out. E-G-O. So,
oh, okay. I've never thought about that. E-edging G-God out. That makes sense.
Edging God out. Yeah, because you want to take a hold. You can't ask spirit, please help me in my life. You know, let this thing come to pass. I want a miracle in my life, whether it be, you know, an opportunity for money, growth, you know, with my family, whatever it may be. You cannot surely ask for someone's help and then push it away. You know,
correct.
You have to let it happen.
Right.
In whatever form it may have.
You have to get out of the way. We have to get ourselves out of the way and let spirit do his job.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I remember there was times where I would be like, no, I'm not going to do that, spirit. That's not, no. And then I would do the opposite, and then I would just find myself in trouble or in bad situations, or, you know, I would lose this. I would, you know, I would go against what I knew spirit wanted, because that's what I was feeling that I should do. But then I would second guess it. And then the situation fell apart.
Yeah,
it didn't
and sometimes
go well for me.
Yeah, and sometimes we can overthink things. I mean, I know myself and others can say this too. We just overthink things. You know, we learn things, we kind of know what we need to do. And I hear this a good bit in the with people who are spiritually awake, that they should go with the flow. You know, that is a big thing, and that's really what we should do. And if something is just not working, whether it's your career, or a family issue or a relationship or whatever, if it's not clicking just yet, if it doesn't feel right, then just relax and go with the flow. When the time comes, if it's meant to be, it will happen. It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know I've experienced this in my life, and other people have experienced, I know you have. And other people have experienced it. You know, you try to make things happen, whether it's career-wise or whatever, and sometimes it just doesn't work, and it can be over anything. But then when you just trust and let go and you just go with the flow, then sometimes things just start falling into your lap at the right time. See, and timing is a big issue also, because you see, the universe knows when the time is right. Spirit knows when
exactly.
the time is right. And there's a lot of preparation sometimes. Things have to take, you know, place. There's things we have to learn, growth we have to go through. And, you know, for things to just fall in place like we want, we have to wait to the right time. And so that is very, very important. And sometimes we just need to take a, and I know I get frustrated with things or waiting on things, and everybody does. But then we just have to step back, take a deep breath and say, okay, well, if the time's not right, it's not right. And if it's not right, then we don't want it to happen if the time is not right, because then it may never work out if we try to force things. And I know earlier years in my life, I've tried to force things. I've tried to, well, you know, it's not working out what I wanted to work out anyway. And I can be a little stubborn. And, of course, my family would probably say a lot stubborn. But, you know, I just tried to make things happen in my earlier life. And I've, you know, trying to stop doing that so much now, because, you know, it is. And I've had to learn that it's best to just chill. Do what you can do. And if the door opens, go through it. If it's not opening yet, then wait till it opens, because it always works out. And I know I've looked back on things in my life and I'm like, with things that I wanted to happen in years past, and I really wanted it to work really bad, but it never did work out. No matter what I did, it just didn't work out. And then I look back on it later and I'm like, oh man, I'm so glad that didn't work out. So you see, it always works, you know. And so I was glad it didn't work out, but at the time it was driving me crazy because I wanted it to so bad. And so that's just an example of how it's really important to just relax and take a deep breath and let's just do what we can do. And when the time comes, if whatever, you know, whatever our goal is or whatever we're wanting to accomplish, just let it work itself out. Just let it work itself out in its own time. Because when it hits, and this has happened to me, and I know it's happened to you, when the time is right, it's really nice. It's really a great thing when things really start happening when the time is right. And so timing is a very important thing. And there's other variables involved too. There's so much involved in our lives and things that happen that we can't understand because we're not looking at it from a 60,000 view, you know, like spirits looking at things. We can't see things. We can't see all the things that are in our lives that may happen if this happens too soon or doesn't happen soon enough or whatever. We can't see the consequences, but Spirit can. And Spirit knows what we need to do, and we'll work it out when the time is right. And so I think that, you know, it is important to just be patient. And, you know, I remember a long time ago I prayed for patience and then later wished I hadn't. So, you know, sometimes patience, you know, I've got a lot more patience than I used to have, but it didn't really come to me like I had planned. How many levels of consciousness are there? Or does anybody know?
Honestly, I would love to answer that question, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know everything. I really don't. I think that there's definitely, you know, a good amount. I honestly don't know, but there's different levels for sure. There's different levels, and I don't think anyone can really particularly like pinpoint that. But when you reach the next level, you know, you kind of have to always understand that Spirit's going to know where you're at and throw at you what they feel you can handle. You know, even, you know, things that could set us back are bad relationships. You know, wanting to keep a relationship that doesn't work for fear of whether, you know, you're going to be lonely or fear of the children or fear of, you know, this person's my sole provider. I really can't stress enough that if you seriously just allow and pray on it, meditate, opportunities will come out of nowhere to where you're not able to, you know, you don't have to hold on to those things anymore. I've seen many of my clients hold on to, you know, very negative relationships. And finally, you know, and I don't claim it to be easy to let go of someone who's, you know, detrimental to your health, but who brings you down. Because a negative partner can really hold you back, really hold
right.
you back in life. And it affects your moods and it affects your daily, you know, just the way you feel.
The more you wake up and the higher your energetic vibration gets, if you're still with that negative person, you'll get to where you don't want to be with that person because you can feel, you know, his or her energy, and it feels
uh-huh.
bad. It literally feels bad. And I've experienced
exactly.
this myself, and it's like you just, it's almost like your energies repel one another. And you just
uh-huh.
lose things, you know, that you have in common. And you know, so you'll want to gravitate toward people with the higher energies because it feels better. It feels
uh-huh.
better. And you begin to have more in common with them.
And sometimes people will have, you know, these bad relationships. I see it all the time in my readings. You know, just an example, you know, there's been several people who, you know, they'll finally let go. And then I'm telling them it's okay, trust the process, it hurts, it's hard. And then, you know, weeks later or even days later, they're like, oh my goodness, this great thing happened to me. It's like, oh, there you go. That's your
right.
that's your confirmation of you letting go of that negative energy. It could be a spouse, it could be a best friend. You know, something great comes after detaching yourself from it because, you know, it's like an anchor. You're being dragged, you know, dragged down by it. And it happens so often in relationships and readings. Oh my God, I cannot even count how many times. And when they leave their partner, you know, someone else new will come, or not even that, you know, just a great job offer happen. There's cycles in our lives. When we let go of something bad, we're leaving room for something good to come in. And if we're
right.
too hell bent on holding on to such, you know, it's the mundane, everyday thing that we've always had. And it's kind of scary to let go of things like that, even if it's bad. You know, good things come about after letting go because you've allowed room for something else.
Right.
Really
and, Yeah, and you're cutting off that negative energies that can pull you down and hinder you.
Oh, yeah.
Negative energies can hinder you from your own growth and can hinder you from progressing in life like you want to. So when you cut loose of those negative energies, whatever they are, then it frees you up and it leaves room for more good energies to come into your life. And then that can help propel you to the next level, whether it be in a relationship or in your career or whatever. You know, it can just get you to that next level or just to the next level of happiness, because you'll want to start being around people as your energetic vibration increases. And what I mean by that is when your thoughts change, you understand more what's going on, and you're more positive, you just get happier. You just feel happier. I had a friend of mine here that's known me for a while, where I'm living now here. She's known us for years, known me for years. And I told her, she's more of one that's awake. And I told her that, you know, I've changed, you know, and I've kind of woke up, you know, and she just looked at me and smiled and she said, "I know." And I was surprised. And I'm like, "How do you know?" She said, "I could tell." She said, "Because now you just enjoy the joy of living." And she could see the worry and the fear and all that. And she could see the fear and all before I woke up. And now after I'm waking up, she can see that I've changed and that I'm a lot happier. And I had no idea she could tell that. And I'm sure probably other people that are awake that know me, you could see that too. And so that kind of blew my mind, you know. So it shows when you start waking up and you start realizing what the real truth is, and you're able to let go of those old negative energies, and you start vibrating at a higher level and in a more positive, loving field of gratitude and love, that you're just happier. You're just happier. You know, and it's absolutely mind blowing and very fascinating. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful. It is so liberating. Oh my God. You know, you got rid of, well, like in a relationship, you know, you just got rid of a 180-pound problem, you know. It's just, they're gone. And you leave room for so much more to come in your life.
Yeah, so much happiness can just really, when you get at the higher vibrations and you start associating with people that are at the higher vibrations, it's just, life is just so much happier. And it's just so much more positive.
It becomes harder, actually, to be around those that are not like that.
It does. No, it does. You are exactly right.
It teaches you tolerance, you know.
It does. Well, folks, I'll tell you, this hour has gone by really fast. And Jessica, I appreciate your time today. And I just have an exciting announcement. I cannot wait for you to hear what Jess and I are going to be discussing next month. Next month is the month of February. Valentine's Day is in February, the month of love. We're going to be discussing the different signs of the zodiac and what each sign's personalities are really like, and when they get together, which signs make good lovers and which signs don't. You're going to want to hear that. And Jessica has a lot of experience with this. She knows this like the back of her hand. She deals with this stuff every day. And so it's her favorite topic. It's going to be really fun and interesting. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun. So you'll want to tune in. This is going to be the first Tuesday in February. We're going to be talking about which signs make good lovers and which signs don't. And what the real personalities of these signs are. And I think everybody will find it very interesting. So be sure and tune in then, and be sure and tune in every week to The Misdiagnosed Life.